Good morning. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report. Across the country, older African Americans are less likely than whites to have many of their health issues under control. But here in the West, a new study shows that the gap has closed, and researchers point specifically to successes at Kaiser Permanente. KQED's State of Health blog editor Lisa Alaferis reports.
Black men's life expectancy is 5 years shorter than white men. For women, the gap is nearly 4 years. Researchers looked at three key measures, controlling high blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar, in 100,000 older HMO patients nationwide. Western HMOs closed the gap in managing those three risk factors, said lead author Dr. John Ayanian at the University of Michigan.
It's one of the first large studies to show that it's possible to eliminate deeply ingrained racial disparities in important risk factors.
These risk factors are important because they contribute to heart disease and diabetes, which are major causes of death. Ayanian said Kaiser's use of electronic health records and outreach to patients were key to managing chronic illness.
In each case, other organizations will need to look closely at what Kaiser's done and determine for themselves what parts of the Kaiser approach they can readily adopt.
The study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Alaferis.
There's a big change underway for California prisoners serving life sentences. The state is granting many more of them parole. This week, the first California women inmates graduated from a special rehabilitation program that could help them toward this end. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has the story.
Toya, Toya.
Joyce Largo has been in prison for 31 years, since she was 16. She's a Native American from the Kumeyaay Indian Nation, and she's singing a song about turning into an eagle and taking flight to her fellow inmates at a special graduation here at the Central California Women's Facility in Chowchilla. About 150 women are graduating from this lengthy program designed to help prisoners tackle drug and alcohol addiction, anger management, and family relationships. They also have to take an intensive class to help them understand the impact of their crime on victims and others.
Denial is real. It's very difficult to look at yourself, especially if you've done horrible things, you know?
Candace McDonald is serving a life sentence for breaking into a 73-year-old man's home in Eureka and beating and smothering him to death back in 1980. While she was high on methamphetamine.
Because of my addiction, I did things that I would never do and then hated the things that I was doing, so I'd do more drugs because I couldn't stand the things I was doing. You know, it's just a horrible cycle.
McDonald is now 64 and one of a number of senior citizen inmates who've spent most of their adult lives in prison. Some have walkers or wheelchairs. She says in all her years here, this is the first program that's truly pushed her to work deeply on herself. It held a mirror to her, made her dig into painful truths.
To peel that away and to be able to look deep down inside and gain an understanding of what you have done and how it affected all of the people around you.
McDonald has unsuccessfully presented her case before the parole board a number of times over the years. But after doing this program, she says she was able to speak from her heart and truly admit her regret. And last week, the board recommended that she be released on parole. Inmates like McDonald say, although they had substance abuse support groups in prison, the state has never really invested in this kind of rehab for lifers before. And this is the first such program for women.
It really signals something very powerful happening inside California's prisons.
Dana Seamus is a spokesperson for the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. She says nearly 800 California inmates serving life sentences have been released on parole this year, compared to just 25 back in 2006. California is under a U.S. Supreme Court order to relieve prison overcrowding, but Seamus says that's not why lifers are getting paroled. It has more to do with a 2008 state Supreme Court hearing that made it harder to deny parole to inmates no longer considered dangerous.
They've been given an opportunity for redemption, and we hope that they take advantage of that because it's something that didn't happen before.
But, she says, the women have to follow through with changing their lives and behavior if they're paroled. Otherwise, they'll go back to prison. The idea of increasing parole rates for lifers who've committed crimes like murder raises concerns from family members and victims' rights groups. But one group that generally opposes paroling more inmates says this kind of program might work because it's for women. Michael Rushford of the Sacramento-based Criminal Justice Legal Foundation says it may sound macho, but he thinks female parolees have a better chance of success.
Especially if they're well supervised. Everybody behaves differently when they're watched, I'm afraid. These ladies need to be kept an eye on, and they need to be given skills so they can go out and not hook up with another gangbanger and go down the bad road again.
Graduating from this program at Chowchilla by no means guarantees parole. Inmates still have to go before the parole board and make their case, and the governor can block their release with a veto. Governor Brown, though, is allowing around 80% of parole recommendations to move forward, far more than previous governors. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Chowchilla.
And that's the California Report for Friday, December 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Jim Bennett, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman, Danny Bringer, and Seal Muller. Our interns are Adiza Egan and Isaac Silk. The director is Guy Marzorati. Nina Thorson and Tina Rubio are our producers. We had editing help this week from Polly Stryker and Tyke Hendricks, John Myers, and Kat Snow. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The director of news operations is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.